Just a smile and the rain is gone. Can hardly believe it, yeah. There's an angel standing next to me, reaching for my heart. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Elizabeth's World here on Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, it is 11 minutes past the hour of 1. It is a Saturday. It is the 15th. It is November. It is 2025. It is in. It is in. It is on. Eh? Just like that. It's on like King Kong. It is what it is. So good afternoon to you. How are you guys doing? The number in studio is 083-288-401. That's 083-288-401. In case you would like to, please do call in, request songs. We will play the music. We will unwind. We will talk about it. We will keep going. It shall be wild. But for now, right? Let's continue with our Westlife things.
It is gone. Can hardly believe it. Yeah. There's an angel standing next to me, reaching for my heart. Just a smile and there's no way back. Can hardly believe it.
Yeah. Don't you dare try and reappear after you already got me standing here. I can't believe you'd come at me looking for a little bit of sympathy. Like I wasn't the one you left all alone crying, looking like a hot mess. Don't show your face round here anymore, honey. This is something you better get through your head. Cause I'm giving you up, just like I did them Marlboro Lights. And I'm giving you up, the same way I did the whiskey on ice. And it's all so tough, you turn me to a man I don't even recognize. I'm giving you up, the same way. Thinking coming round to visit, completely uninvited, messing with my brain again. You couldn't give me the satisfaction of forgetting your existence. Showed up when I thought I'd finally found the end. Don't be coming over looking for a conversation, dropping little hints that you want me back again. Cause I'm so sick and tired of the little lies that tell me so. Here is all I'm saying, baby, better listen in. Cause I'm giving you up, just like I did.
Letting go, and I'm giving you up,
just like I did the Marlboro Lights. And I'm giving you up, the same way.
I'm giving you up just like I did that Marlboro Light. Hey, when you are compared to a cigarette, to me, you know that it was bad. When you are compared to a cigarette, you know that it is bad. But ladies and gentlemen, we are out here and we are most now doing beautiful things, and we are trying to turn our mustard seed faith. Yeah, we're doing that. That's the one we are doing today. So we are starting off with old school and moving into the new jams. But
day, I know that I can count on you. that's not possible. Tell me, can you ever restore?
Cause I need somebody who will stand by.
Unconditional. I'm not asking just of you. To make it last, I'll do whatever needs to be done.
I know in my heart that my life ends and starts with you. to anymore. And we don't even know what we argue about. Don't even say I love you no more. Saying how we feel is no longer allowed.
Some people work things out and some just don't know how to change. Let's go wait till the water's dry. We might watch our whole lives pass us by. Let's go wait till the water's dry.
But we deny the pain that lies deep in our hearts. Well, maybe that's a pain we can't hide. 'Cause everybody knows that we're both torn apart.
Why do we hurt each other?
Party's over. It's been a long vacation, and your fans are waiting to see you again. And you guys all know how you look in rehearsal is how you come across on stage. So let's do it one more time from the top, and let's get busy.
but now I know better.
How does it feel? I can't get stop this feeling that came when I saw her last night. Oh, she got to me. I let you know the reason. I saw her with another guy. So if it is love, why do I feel this way? Why does she stay?
Yako parateza morwe data paife o handimo kuyadi nondaka ne data no shoyo o utungara kama hupi o netweka imwe o kufuta rumwe o kuinyinga rumwe o kujapa ndali fio papa ndauka o ndapumbwa o netweka oyo hai jira jira ya fange o mafikwa amwe o handi streaming o mafikwa amwe o handi popi o mafikwa amwe o handi ninga ishe poshika ndo shimwe pamwe na parateza uinda holora ame haishi pangere osho pa umwene dira dira umakota fanoni data momkaro wili mwana parika okutuma kutumaraka okustreaminga no kudenga pamwe na parates konga parates Namibia
always protect parates.
Your popular $99 combo is back at YouSave. Get 1 kilogram of each Rice King rice, Top Score Obokoma Super Maize Meal, Sugar King white or brown sugar, 500 grams of Pasta Polana or Pasta King, and 750 milliliter Right Brand sunflower seed oil. That's 5 essential products for only $99. You save, I save. Yes, we all save at YouSave.
Understand. Have you ever had someone steal your heart away? You give anything to make them feel the same. Have you ever searched for words to get you in the heart, but you don't know what to say, and you don't know where to start? Try to find a voice, but they don't come around. Have you ever get you in my arms, baby. What do I gotta say to get to your heart, to make you understand how I need you next to me? Gotta get you in my world, 'cause baby I can't sleep.
phone up just to tell him how much I really love him, cause he's everything I want. He lives you for me, care for me. So I truly believe God sent me an angel from above. He's gonna love me for life. Might as well be perfect. Only because
your love is shy. You don't have to say.
gonna take some time.
Got my heart in the palm of your hand. I swear it's gonna stay in there, baby.
Give me half a chance.
You don't understand.
Goeie nuus, Embed nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinte nuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. Is jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Embed te geniet? Kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Embed bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wereld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Lipstick and let all your hair down. said, you know, you got to change your mind, 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 mind. Cause you're good tonight. And you're so damn fine. I wanna say, mind, 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 mind. Cause you're good tonight. Tonight. After all this time, sleep on your nightgown. Step in our bedroom. First, I wanna take some time. I just wanna look at you. Girl, you are so fine. I can't believe my eyes. And all that I wanna do.
Oh, sure enough won't be the answer by no man.
you sigh, pretending to own that we were just friends. When I saw you, I didn't know that you wanted me to be. I didn't know that you wanted me for your. Secret love, why can't we tell somebody the secret love never lasts that long? Your secret love will never be your true love. I can't feel your secret, baby, it's breaking my heart. You should have let me know from the first time, baby, that you were not free to love. How could you wait so long? Oh, what a waste of love, baby. I should have known that you wanted me to be. I should have known that you wanted me for your. Your secret love, why can't we tell somebody? 'Cause secret love never means as much. Your secret love will never be your true love. I can't see no secret, baby, it's breaking my heart.
Maybe I'm a fool. I just know what.
You're gonna let it show to the whole world that I'm yours forever, and you're my girl.
Richie Show, hey! Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. So today we're talking about how to be a grandparent. I know it is a peculiar conversation. I know it's a peculiar topic. Mara, like nobody must know. You know, with parenting, we just kind of fell into it. But I'm hoping to do better with my grandchildren as personally. I'm hoping to do better with my grandchildren, and that is why I decided that, you know what, I'm going to practice how to be a grandparent, so that when I become a grandparent, I'm going to be great at it. I'm going to be absolutely like wonderful at it, because I know that when I became a parent, it was crunch time during pregnancy. It was like studying for a test. So in those 9 months, I was more studying now, come on, how to be a parent. It didn't really work out very well, in the sense of I still didn't know half of the things that I was doing. There was nothing that I felt like, oh my goodness, I got this. And even with my second, with my second child, right? I'm like, I don't know, because children are different. Ha! But grandkids are the grandmasters, eh? Transitioning from being a parent to a grandparent. How are we going to do this? What type of grandparent am I going to be? Personally, I'm going to be a cool grandparent. I'm going to be the grandparent that has money, a grandparent that has nice things, and a grandparent that is going to have like an understanding heart. You know, all those nice things that our parents are not. I want to be that. I want to be that for my grandkids. I want to be like their knight in shining armor. I want to be like their best friend in the world. I want to be amazing at it. Like, yeah. And this is a question that nobody really asks And you're probably wondering, Mara, yeah, ne? And I've never heard anybody ask this question, because I guess that many of us just fall into being a grandparent. We go and look at other people's babies, you know, because our children are other people, ne? By the way, they are not an extension of us. They are other people. So we go and look at other people's kids, and then we visit them, and then we kind of want to hold them and cuddle them and love them. But then their parents, our children, don't want that. They want to apparently have their own parenting style, and we just hate that, and it's just a mess. So we are asking, how are we going to transition from being a parent to a grandparent? Because I think that most of the grandparents that we have these days are doing it very badly. They are doing it very badly because they are so amazing. They are really honestly amazing to their grandkids, and we, the children, we are protesting against that, because you taught us great principles, you know? You taught us great principles. You told us we shouldn't jump on the bed because we're going to break the bed. And if we jumped on the bed, you beat us, you know? And then we survived without broken beds because we were beaten that one time. But now every day I'm buying beds because at Cuckoo's house, at Cuckoo's house, you're allowed to jump on the bed. I don't understand why you don't want, why you're such an enemy of progress. All of a sudden in my house, I'm the enemy of progress because I don't allow people to jump on the bed, because if you jump on the bed, you're going to break the bed. Like my mother told me. Now all of a sudden my mother is the same person that's saying, if the bed breaks, we just buy another one. Ha! kuku, kuku marawai. Could you let them just eat sweets for dinner? Ow. Kuku marawai. And then chips. How, kuku, but why? Why are you this person? Why are, how are we here now? So whenever you can and wherever possible, intentionally invest in your grandchildren. Invest your time and reasonable amounts of money to bless them. Don't use money to spoil them too much, but do use it to show them they matter. Kids know adults spend money on what they care about. By the way, so spend the money on the grandkids. Spend the money on the grandkids. Spend the money on the grandkids. Kids know. Apparently kids know. And this statement on its own, eh, it's leaving me kind of feeling weird because I keep telling my kids I don't have. Mommy, I don't have money. Mommy, I don't have. I've been saying it. So now if you are telling me that, kids know that adults spend money on important things, is that me sending a message that there are things are not important? But are they really important? Because a BB gun is not important. A water gun is not important. A slippery slide is not important, guys. Ooh, electricity is important. Bread, food is important. Okay. However, the greatest gift you can give to a child, especially a young one, is to give them your time. Take them on adventurous walks, read to them as often as you can, play silly games, find out what fascinates them, and do that together as often as possible. One of my granddaughters, this is now a paragraph by Mr. Reed, right? And he's talking about one of my granddaughters loves to take pictures, which is a hobby of mine. So whenever possible, I let her use my camera and we edit and post pictures together. We have been doing so for years, and I'm sure she will tell her kids about those fun experiences with me someday. Hey! So how are we going to transition? Well, first of all, we have to choose. We have to spend time. We have to spend resources. We have to not spoil them rotten too much. Yeah, but spoiling them rotten has to be a necessity. Ooh. But then why don't parents also spoil people rotten? Apparently you're going to have bad manners if they spoil you rotten or what? Like, I don't know. Maybe every time you close my eyes, I thank the Lord that I've got you or what?
You're every bell of a dream come.
somewhere down the road. Uh-huh. So good afternoon again. So we're talking about how to be a grandparent, ne? We're talking about what it is that makes a grandparent. So first of all, we know that grandparents must have time and they must have resources and they must have knowledge, right? They must have something that they are willing to share with their grandkids, like experiences, especially as your grandchildren are growing older. You would like to have fun experiences because also at the end of the day, eh, grandchildren are like your makeup test. They are like your supplementary test or your supplementary exam because there by the children, you already know what you did wrong, what you didn't do wrong, but nobody can really blame you because it was your very first time. It was your very first time being somebody's parent and it is what it is. It might have gone south. You don't talk to your kids anymore, but they would like for you to have a relationship with their children and you want to do it correctly. You want to be loved. Have you ever seen us grandkids cry for you when you're dying? Eh? Have you ever seen how grandchildren cry for their grandparents when they die? It's like they just lost a parent, bruh. It's like they lost the love of their life. It's like the whole world is now shattered. Don't you want that for yourself? No, I'm not talking about death, but I'm talking about unconditional love that is so deep, unconditional love that is so real, so raw, so reliable, so trusted. You know, I want that. Me, I want that. I want that one. Me, I want my grandkids to be smitten. I want them to love me. Mm-hmm. Even if my children don't love me. My grandkids must love me. I want to go to Cuckoo's house. Hey, I want to be a great grandparent. I want to be a reliable grandparent. I want my children to put me on their kids' things as next of kin. Yes. I want to be the kin. I want to be the next of kin, my dear. I want my grandkids to say things like, I can't tell my mom, but I can tell my grandmother. Yay! I'll keep your secret. Yeah, as long as you're not telling Natasha or Michaela or Elu, then I'm perfectly fine. Be the grandparent, ne? Not the parent. And this is one of the things that we as parents, we get annoyed about because especially with involved grandparents, right? Involved grandparents have a tendency of thinking that the kids are theirs. The children are not yours. Yeah, you had yours. I'm yours. With all my bad decisions, I'm yours. I'm your child. Hey, my child is not your child. You are the grandparent. Please let it be known to you that you are the grandparent. You are not the parent. Be the grandparent, not the parent. Okay? Sometimes one can take the role of the parent of the grandkids if the grandkids are living with you. However, you must now take the principle and involve their parents, especially if the children are living with you and you are now the father, the mother, and the grandparent, right? Sometimes you forget that you are the grandparent and you just automatically take the children in as your own. But truth be told, you are not their biological parents. You are their biological grandparents. Mm-hmm. Give some responsibility to your adult children, right? So if you are having the kids, you call the parents and say, Elu is sick. What do you think I should do? This also gives your children a form of, responsibility, one, and also being involved. They feel very involved and they don't feel like you're trying to take the place. Have you ever met, grandchildren that have helped their children with their children? And the minute their children come right, so maybe you got your child when you were like 16 or something and you had to finish school and then you went to varsity. So for 8 years, 9 years, the child is just with the grandparents, right? Then you got a job finally. And the first thing that you did with your first salary, right, apart from giving your parents, is literally go and get your child. Now, for you to come to a point where you are like going to rip that child from those grandparents, it's because the grandparents have not made you feel like you are part of a community. Like you guys are a gang trying to raise this child. It's more like, yeah, you are useless. That's why this happened. And we are going to take care of this child because we are better fit. a parent to take care of this child. And that's what usually happens, you know. People go and get their kids. People go and get their kids and their kids just go to holiday only sometimes. And even it's just half holidays even. So in order for you to not be in the bad graces or the bad books with your children, right? Involve your children. Involve your children in their children's lives. So even if you have the kids, right? Let every decision that a parent should make be for the parent and not the grandparent. You follow orders, right? You follow orders. And even if you don't follow them to the T, you know, even if your child has poor planning and then your child like, no, it's just a flu, leave the child. And then what? Then there you can step in. Then you can take the child to the hospital and the child gets better and you still make executive decisions. But in most cases, grandparents have a tendency of not involving the parent because it's like they have a second chance that they want to have and they do everything like the parent. And then the parent gets annoyed. The parent gets frustrated because you are not involving me in my child's life. And now I don't feel like I am the parent to this child. And even if we are about to put logic aside, right? Emotions do count. Emotions, feelings, they do count. What we as parents feel, they do count, you know? So I will come and get my child the minute I come, right? Because I also want to be a parent. I also want to be a parent. I want to also parent my child. I also want to teach my child the principles of life. And also, you are my parent. I know your weaknesses. I know your strengths. I know you as my parent. And I know that there are certain areas that you didn't excel in. And maybe it's areas that I wouldn't want my child to be exposed to. And that is why I would come and get my child, especially if you don't communicate with me, especially if you don't involve me, especially if you don't incorporate me. So we have smartphones, right? Grandparents, you guys have smartphones. Mara, you are just taking pictures of the child and the child is having milestones, my dear. The first tooth came in, the first step came in, the first sit down came in, everything came in, and you are not giving you are not giving me that thing, that je ne sais quoi, which, I'm somebody's parent also. You are not sending pictures. You're not sending pictures. You're not sending videos. You're just keeping them to yourself. I only see them pop up when you are showing your friends, but you don't show me as the parent of the child. Then obviously I'll get angry. I'll get angry also. Oh, okay. So the child is walking. Oh, nalene. The child has been walking for 2 months, but you guys didn't think to inform me. Yeah, but you were busy at work. Like how? I also want to be a part of it. I also want to be part and parcel of my child's life. And that's why sometimes people choose the grandparents that are nicer to them for their child to take care of. You know that a child usually has, two sets of grandparents, right? From the father's side and from the mother's side. And in some cases, right, we will decide that no, the child is going to go to your parents because your parents are more involved and your parents are nicer and your parents are what and your parents are what. Then you just hear that your grandchild is now living in Hangwena region. Your grandchild is now living in Marienta with the grandparents from the father side or from the mother side. And this would make you feel like, you are the not so nice grandparents, right? But it's because of certain traits and certain characteristics, you know? So when your grandchildren are around, if you want to win over your adult child, when the child is around, you take pictures, you take videos, you do all of that. And when they leave, you send those pictures and the videos to the mother. Then you say like, look, this is the day that he did this and this is the day that he did this. And you smoothen out the relationship so that they can choose you guys, eh? Or they can even half the kids because, you know, half, no, it's 6 months ko Marinda, 6 months ko Niwe, and it is what it is. You know, and it comes off a little bit better, but you are not the child's parent. Don't treat the child like the child is yours. The child is your grandchild. Okay. As a parent myself, I've learned a few things that might be helpful to my kids, but as a grandparent, I shouldn't inappropriately cross the lines with my unsolicited parental opinions. So your unsolicited parental opinions, right? I don't think that child should go to that ABC, kindergarten. And I think that you are making a mistake, and the child must wear Pampers diapers, and the child must do this, and the child must do, it's not your child. It's not your child. Okay. It's not your child. Allow me to make my mistakes. If I'm going to make my mistakes as a parent, so that I can learn, allow me to experience parenthood. Right? As long as it's not detrimental to the child. And even when you are giving, opinions, and when you are giving advice, right? You don't say things like, oh yeah, me, I have 5 kids. Me, I know how to raise kids, because we are raising our children differently, because we are also, raising we are also raising our second opportunity, you understand? At this life thing, we are raising our second opportunity. And also, we know everything about you, grandparent. We know everything about you because we are your children. So we know that you are screaming all the time. We know that. We know that you are screaming all the time. We know that you never give compliments. We know that you are never doing that. And even if you're not going to do that with your grandchild, we need to be in a position to understand that you are not the same. And if you are not the same, there are certain things like unsolicited opinions or parental opinions that might irk me, that might rile me up or ruffle my feathers, because I didn't ask for your opinion, but yet every time you are just in my business with my child. Mara, you and your children, right? Nobody was doppering inside. So you must come from a, I feel like if you maybe tried this type of medication, it would also help the child, maybe. But it all depends on what you think and what you know, because you most probably know better, because you are his mom. And this is how you as grandmother can talk to your daughter about the child. Kucha, I feel like this medication would have been more helpful, because I also read up on it, and then I think that the symptoms that the baby is facing or showing is it goes in alignment with this type of medication. What do you think about this type of medication? You see, then that way I can also receive your advice with grace, and I can also receive it as a helping hand. Mara, if you are criticizing, kucha, yeah, when the child is never wearing clothes, when the child is never, then I will also just toughen up, because also I have to be tough, because I'm somebody's parent. I have to be tough. So I'm not going to let you, even if you are my parent, walk all over me. So you have to come with a different approach. You have to come with an approach like you're talking to a stranger, not like you're talking to your friend. Because when you are talking to a stranger, you don't call them stupid for the decisions that they made. You don't call them out. You advise them. So the same principle of advising a stranger is the same principle that you would advise your child, your adult child that is taking care of their child. Then you tell them that, oh, in my experience, I used to use, omi number the rapi. You understand? I used to use these because they were better and they were fluffier, and financially they were more economical. And especially since my children lived in the village, it was at least better. So if I were you, I would buy a lot of cotton nappies so that the child can just have cotton nappies. And when the child is going out or when the child needs to be presentable, then there is at least a box of usable, throwawayable, disposable diapers that people can go out with, so that you don't feel some type of way, because this is the modern thing. But if I were you and I was in your shoes and my finances were also not financially financing properly, I would advise that you use irapi mehumbo. ominambo dira pimegumbo. And when you guys are going out, you use these ones. But at the end, but I also think that this is a decision that you would have to make that would leave you more comfortable. And then maybe we can experiment a day or two to see if there is an outbreak on the child, if there is maybe it's not working out, maybe it's rainy season, maybe we don't know, but we can also just experiment and see which one might work out better for you as the baby's mom. Now, when someone talks to you like that, are you not going to listen? You're going to listen. But if somebody is going to be telling you, yeah, or you are buying disposable nappies, but you don't have a job. Like, yeah, that one is the one that's going to get me all riled up and stubborn. And I will come hell or high waters, even if I'm not eating. Eh? I will not go to your cotton idea. But it is just an ego thing. It is just a pride thing. And it's also just a thing of standing your ground unnecessarily. And also not being open enough to receive to receive information that might actually serve you because of the way that the advice was given and also the fact that it was unsolicited parental opinions that were given when I didn't ask. Are we together? I might know some things about raising children that my kids haven't figured out yet. However, the best way for my kids to learn how to raise their kids, is for me to keep my mouth shut and let them learn the way I learned. So we have a problem with allowing people to make mistakes, allowing people to go a different route, allowing people to do things differently from us. I remember when I had my son, and this was 10 years ago, mind you, a decade ago. I've known him for a decade and 9 months. I remember when I had my son, right? My mom forced... Right? My mom forced us to get grape water. Now, if you are an old school mom, you know that there's a thing called grape water. Until today, I don't know if it's grape or grape. Yeah, grape water. Eh? And if you know anything, if you're an old school parent, you know that there was grape water that you give the child. It's like a spoon for the stomach. For the stomach, for the wounds, for the what inside the stomach, because the child's intestines or the baby's intestines are what. Now, it was a force matter. We must get it. And then I said, I'm not going to get it because I'm not going to get it. I don't even remember why I didn't get it. I think I didn't get it because it seemed too mundane. And I didn't really know what to use it for. And she didn't explain properly on what to use it for. And I already believed in the pediatrician, please. I believed in the pediatrician because I'm a medicine person. I love medicine. I'm a medicine person. I love traditional medicine. I love medicine. I don't understand grape water. What is it? You know, what does it do? What does it contain? Why did you use it? You understand? So, I got it. She actually went to get it and she bought it. And then, she gave him a spoon or two occasionally. But then my son got colic. Like, I think it was the second month. He got colic. So the colic was a bloated stomach and irritable and the baby's crying and the baby's uncomfortable and the baby has constipation now. Like, oh my goodness, you know, and it was wild and it was a lot of crying and a lot of tears. And also, the burping, right? Sometimes you're so tired, you can't burp the baby. Okay. So like, don't judge me. Sometimes you're very tired, you can't burp the baby. So you feed the baby and then you put the baby down. And then all that air, those air bubbles that come from not latching on properly, because also nobody taught me how to latch on properly. So you put two fingers over the nipple and then I don't know, man, it was just wild. And also every parent has, every person breastfeeds a little bit differently, according to their comfort levels. So the baby got colic and here I am. So I went to the pediatrician and then the pediatrician recommended colic drops. Waza, the game changer. Oh, the game changer. A little pricey. I think it was $190. I think it's still at $190. In 10 years time, I think it's still at $190. Colleague drops. So these colleague drops, are drops that you put like, 2 or 3 or 4 drops on a spoon, and then you mix it with some breast milk. So twikanda, and you put some breast milk on the spoon, and then you dilute it a little bit. Then you can take a syringe, and then you can put it into the child's mouth so that the child drinks it, or the baby drinks it, and then it kind of takes out the wings and helps the child's digestive system. And also, it's like Eno, or it's like Eno or Gaviscon for babies, right? So then I also asked like N-grape water. I asked most now, which I end grape water, because my mom is a very involved grandparent. And also, I think it's because, at the time that my child was born, it was her first grandchild. So she was 50 and she was ready to be a grandparent. So she wants to go to all the doctor's appointments. She's the one that's waking up. And even when the child is not awake, she can hear the child crying, and then she'll wake up and then come to the room and then wake up the child, you know, to make sure that the child is awake. And then also she had the paranoia that comes with babies, right? I hope the baby doesn't die in their sleep. So she'll come and then she'll pick up the baby. And then this used to frustrate me a lot, because it takes a lot to get the child to sleep, and then just for some grandparent to come in and then just wake up the child. Oh, I spent a lot of time angry. So I asked about grape water, and the pediatrician said it's something that used to work back in the day because there was nothing else. But then that's why they formulated things like colic water and Ritalina drops, so that because the Ritalina drops and the colic water, the colic drops, they work much better, much faster, and much efficiently than the grape water. But it was basically used for the same function back in the day. Now I understood the assignment. Now I got it. And my mom is like, no, don't use the colic drops, use the grape water. And I said that the grape water worked 24 years ago when I was your baby, because I had my son at 24, right? So I told her that it used to work 24 years ago when I was your baby, but with these new babies, it doesn't work. It's like, it doesn't work. They came up with better things. And then that's when we came to like a halt. That's when we came to an agreement, which, okay, so this one works better. And I think it was, she trusted that opinion more, because immediately after we gave the baby the colic drops, right? It was, the baby burped, you know, just small pickup, and then the baby burped, and then there was farts, and then the air was out, and then the baby was peaceful. No more crying, no more what, no, the baby was peaceful. It was peaceful. Baby was peaceful. The baby was chilled, and it was like, oh, okay, so it works. And then we understood. So that is the unsolicited advice, right? When a parent is frustrated, especially with small babies, right? When the parent is frustrated with the baby and all of that, you can assist by taking the child, but you can't assist by criticizing their mode of parenting. And also, one thing that also happened when my baby was born was the constipation. Now you cannot force the constipation no matter what. You are giving the colic drops. You can't give water because the baby has to be 6 months, right? You can't give water. You can't do what? And then there was a technique that was used. Now this technique, I don't know if it was safe or not, but right, what had happened was the baby was constipated. And then she said, Mama, my mom. Now, I think that it still works, because they still have the tool in the pharmacy. So it's what do you call it? It's a douche. You know how there's the Betadine douche for women, where you insert the pump and then you cleanse out. So now there's a douche like that for the booty hole. So you put it there and then over it just with a little bit of lukewarm water, and then you just expel the water into the stomach, and then the doo-doo and everything just comes out. It's supposed to work like that. But I don't know. I felt very uncomfortable about that. And I was not comfortable with that. And she bought it. She bought like three of them. She bought like, maybe we can try this one. Maybe we can try this one. And she's very hands on. Mind you that this is her first grandchild. So she was very hands on, right? She's very, very hands on. She's buying clothes. She's buying watches. She's very hands on. And, then she told me there was another technique. Then she was talking about when we were in exile. So there was not really a lot of medication things and all of that going around. So part of the techniques that were used, right, was, you see the green bar of sunlight, that green sunlight bar. You take a small little piece. This is like for babies. It's not like for your big kids, because no. Eh? So it's, you take a small piece and then you just insert it into the baby's rectum. Just like that. And all the doo-doo will come out. Now I was like, yeah, putting soap up my baby's boo-boo is not really something that I want to do. And she said, no, but just trust me, it will work. You know, the baby will relieve himself. I'm like, nah. And then it went on for like 5 days, and you can see that the baby is cranky and the baby is white. And the doctor is also like, nah, it will come down. The baby will, you know, it's just intestines, blah, blah, blah. Hey, and then desperation crept in. Yeah, the money spent. When the desperation came in, it was like, you know what? Hell, I think it was 3 a.m. and the baby had been crying, and we have been up from 10 o'clock, and it's just, and you know, when you have a baby and you are not with your partner, eh, then you also feel like the person is just there, their house sleeping things and enjoying their lives. And then you call them, they're not picking up because they are sleeping, and you're like, you're stressed out of your mind. The baby's crying. You're unhappy. Everybody's unhappy. Then the grandmother is also worried. And then the grandmother is also chilling there with you. You're like, ah, no, I don't like it. And then at that point, I was like, you know what? Let's try it. So you take a little piece of sunlight and then you just make it a little bit wet, and then you just put it up the baby's rectum, the baby's boom boom. Just put it up there and then you wait. So now I couldn't wait like that with my child in a diaper, because I wanted to check, because if it's not going to work, I have to be able to take it out quickly. Like, you know, so like, So I put it there, and then I let him lay down, and then I put, with my mom next to me, right? The grandparent. Then I put the baby down on the diaper, and then I had the white cloth diapers also just laid out straight, so that if anything comes out, because she said that apparently it's fast. It just comes like, you know, it's fast. So I must be careful, because we're going to get doo-doo everywhere. And I was like, it's old people styles also. Okay. And then I did that. And then I kid you not, it was like 20 seconds. Like, it was 20 seconds and it was just the baby doo-dooed. It was like, pshah, pshah, pshah. And it was so much caca. You know, it was so much caca, but I was so happy. I've never been so happy to be cacaed on in my life. I've never been so happy to be cacaed on, but I was so happy. I was so relieved. I think I even cried, because now, like, ooh, the baby's fine. Yay. And Cuckoo's old ways worked. So it's not always that their advice is bad. I think that the way they convey their messages to you is how you take it. So don't come forcing and don't come criticizing. Come as a helping hand. You know how Cuckoo is like, just try. And Cuckoo didn't just take it upon herself, you know, to just put, you know, hey, it's my grandchild. Give me the child. Let me put, because, we've had moments like that, you know, where she just fights for the child, you know, fights for the child. It's my grandchild. I'm like, how? But it's not your child. It's my grandchild. It's my child's child. You know, we had that argument. This is my child's child. Nobody will tell me anything. And I think that, that kind of love is beautiful. It's beautiful, but you as the child's mother, you don't really see it as beautiful. You just see it as a helicopter grandparent. Like, allow me to also parent my child. You also parented your children. It's my mom to say that, yeah, but when you go, then you can leave the kids. I'm like, no, my dear, even you raise your own kids. Yeah, I'm also going to go and raise my kids. Chomi, let's say, like, why do you want to have all the fun? You want to have all the milestones and you want to have all the baby stress and stuff. Like, I also want stress. Yeah, I also want to tell people to keep quiet. Ah, I also want that. So it worked. And I was so happy and I was so grateful. And I think I even cried. And of course, when your son or daughter asks you for your thoughts, please share them with a moderation and humility. So try to be moderate and try to be human, because this is your children having a human experience. And this human experience is a make or break, because this also, postpartum, is it postpartum? I don't know. It's the depression that comes after you give birth. So there's also that to keep in mind. So when you are giving advice, be the person that is not critical and be the person that is not trying to judge your children for making a bad mistake, because your children are also just learning, just like you learned. Okay. So this is a song for mama.
I know. Kate,
You
went to
will not settle down. Yeah, my life is something, not a movie, something will consume me. Reading about the cancer growing in for me, not knowing how to tell her what she had and what the image read. How I missed all of the symptoms, how I blame my dad. Misfortune followed us round. She said, don't you announce it, just pray to our God, because he is a five holder. I'd rather die for you to have more life than to see another day. How the signs and promise rise.
Mimi, wanda halani ku baba.
Hospital visits. Yeah, I was always nervous from the drive. I could see your body giving in. Yeah, but the truth just cut deeper than lies. How can the wound that birthed me wanna kill you? Thinking I could make it better, seek a ritual. Found a plan that saved a friend who saw her near end. And after 3 months off the route, she could live again. Desperation crept in, the money spent. Fighting with my sister Gina, who I knew was on the other end. IV lines hung from the IV stand. Terminal stage cancer, many questions but no answers.
Onda halan kwetu ndiku mone. Good night, mama. See you when it's time, mama. We follow the light, mama. One day I'll be fine, mama.
Still see you seated on my bed, I see your pretty smile. See your gap between your teeth, how it resembles mine. Longing for you to hold me through the darkest times. I give my life for you, I pay that price for you. I see you seated on my bed, I see your pretty smile. See the gap between your teeth, how it resembles mine. Longing for you to hold me through the darkest times. I give my life for you, I pay.
hate him.
Onda halandi kupapathele meme.
Like I say many, 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 many times, I think that this is one of my favorite songs of all time. Eh? This is a Namibian artist. Her name is Lioness. I feel like she didn't hype this song up as much as she should have. I feel like she should have gone all out with this song in terms of marketing this song, ne? I feel like she was supposed to let this one simmer. Yeah, she was supposed to let this one simmer and let this one get the crowd that it was supposed to get, because this is a beautiful song, guys. It's so personal. I think because many of us are uncomfortable with our private issues being in the public, right? We tend to make beautiful art such as this one and to just slide through it quickly, because it comes with discomfort. But I think that, like, yo, I think that this song, she should have had that heavy marketing, that, like, Guchat guys, eh, for every mother out there. I think that this is the perfect mama song, whether your mom is alive or your mom has passed away, right? This is the perfect mama song because it talks, man. The story is actually Lioness, this one, eh? For me, this is my all time favorite of Lioness. Everything else I don't care for, but this one I can bump it, man. This one I can download it illegally. This one I can buy the album to be listened to. This one is the seller. For me, this is the seller. Ultimate seller. Creme de la creme, opompane. So that was meme. But then, ladies and gentlemen, since we're talking about becoming grandparents and how we're going to become grandparents, we are on lesson number 2 and we are moving on to lesson number 3. Be a source of wisdom to your grandchildren. That is our section number 3. But before that, ne? Listen to this one. When people start making grandfather songs and granddad songs and father songs, right? Except for Luther Vandross with my father again. Except for that one. Then we can maybe play Boras, eh? For fathers also. But I don't think that, many men in the history of being fathers have, maybe the present fathers, they don't have artist kids. Maybe it's just us, my single parents, that became artists. Because we don't see father songs. We only know that, Daddy, oh Daddy, you are my superstar. But there's also one by, who's this? Sunny Boy's daughter. That one I feel like it was. Yeah. Sunny Boy's daughter is the only one that made a daddy song. But yeah, it would be like, it would be. Okay. Criticism. Hello. Oh, sorry, man. Sorry. I laughed a little bit because I was like, okay, it would be, for me, I feel that the child should have sang a song about other things, not a song about her dad. Yeah, no, she should have not sang a song about her dad, but it's doing quite well because everything, her name is Princess Harmony. So she says that family is everything. I also don't think that a child actually says that, but also, you know, but we do love her. I think she's got a killer voice. I think that she has a killer voice. Well, molded, unmolded, nothing. That is pure talent that just comes straight from the source. Hey, Genga, straight. She drank from the well of talent. She's straight.
To be part of a family is a wonderful thing. Birthday parties and vacations by the sea. I think it's good to know that I will love and be loved forever, forever, forever.
Daddy, oh my daddy, all that you do for me is fly.
Tukaname, tukaname, kino sapo nande nande.
Guys, can you hear the child singing the song? Can you hear the baby? Eh? The baby, this is just pure talent. This is pure talent, this one. But I want her to be an R&B singer. Me, personally, as her parent in spirit, I want her to be an R&B singer. I want her to be breaking notes. Eh? I want her to like come and. Okay, we are not instigating competition or whatever. I want her to be on the level of the N singers and the Bethels and the Tequilas. I want her to excel in a their era. Yeah, because those ones are our eramos. Yeah, but I want her to excel in that era. I don't want her to make silly music. I want her to sing. I want the girl to sing, man. Same would sing. Sunny, tell the daughter, man. Tell the daughter, same would sing.
I will be there.
Can you hear the harmonies? Onu timurombe tu.
I will be there. Tukaname,
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 tukaname.
No sapo nande nande. Tukaname,
oh, tukaname,
tukaname, tukaname,
tukaname.
No sapo nande nande. Tukaname,
oh,
oh, oh.
Tukaname, tukaname, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful baby. Oh, tukaname. Mataka koko hewa, like, ah, Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And that was Princess Harmony featuring her dad and her younger brother Malik. Her dad is Sunny Boy. Eh, balance, balance. Yeah, that's Sunny Boy's daughter. And the youngest on here, Roya Sunny, that is Malik. All right. So let's go to Europe. Not Europe, but let's go to another continent quickly. But I'm feeling very local today, man.
Keep it inside. You're the driving force in my life. Yeah. There isn't anything or anyone that I could be, and it just wouldn't feel right if I didn't have you by my side. Ooh. You were there for me to love and care for me when skies were gray. Whenever I was down, you were always there to comfort me. And no one else can be what you have been to me. You will always be, you will always be the girl in my life for all time. Mama, mama, you know soul.
Yes it is, yes it is, oh, yes it is, yes it is, yes it is, oh.
You're always down for me, have always been around for me, even when I was bad. You've shown me right from my wrongs, yes you did. And you took up for me when everyone was down on me. You always did understand. You gave me strength to go on.
There were so many times looking back when I was so afraid. And then you come to me and tell me I could face anything. And no one else can do what you've done for me. You'll always be, you will always be the girl in my life. Ooh,
mama, mama, you know I love you.
You know I love you. You know I love you.
Mama, ooh, mama, you're the queen of my heart.
Chahina kurira, inundi hine hode metotida, bodhi ame buru ko mbura kajedu. ba moro tha yeah imere moru go gon puranda tanda ka picha baro macho mu temba ya baro mundo mu baro chihu do chiwa oh yeah yeah Ovinavio y en Navi Cucongori, Matu Pumati. Eta pura era yani, Eta Cuca un guayuni. Chero, don Dambo, tu me ojo moye. Ovinavio y en Navi Cucongori, Pavi Cucongori, Oye, Mau Cucongori.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's an honor to be here. It is with my pleasure that I present to you tonight, Below Zero, by Friday!
Summer's over, and you're still not sober. You've been moving too fast, now the time moving slower. I'm still on the line. When they turn on the lights, it's time to call it in. Hope I'm still on your mind. Got Julio, tastes like water on your lips. You had one too many trips. Tryna run away from home, they like Miami where she live. On a Sunday, they get lit. I pray you make it back. Cause when September comes around, take some time now, get it out your system. All that partying deep in clubs, but you're losing your rhythm. Too much late nights, you don't know what a morning is. Better wake up before you lose out on this. And I ain't got no pride to save you, oh my woman. I just want you inside to give you all my loving. You're losing your soul, but you call it soul searching. Oh,
know I'm losing hope. Cause all that Julio tastes like water on your lips. You have one too many trips. Tryna run away from home. They like Miami where she live. On a Sunday getting lit. I pray you make it better. Cause when September comes around,
one last time I get to see your face. Knowing you won't take your love away. Looking over your body, telling you to give me a sign. Standing right here, waiting on you to open your eyes. Oh, could this be the last time that I get to hold your hand? I'm breaking down, I hear you telling me to be a man. You know I wish it without you, how could you leave me alone? I'm going far away, cause without you there's no home. Oh, so tell me, what do I do? I'm nothing without you. Tell me, what do I do? I'm nothing without you. I see your face every time I close my eyes. I feel you with me when I cry at night. I'm holding on, about to lose my mind. Can you help me? I hear your voice every time the crowd clears out. I'm on the stage, but I'm stalling out. I'm in the deep end, I'm sinking now. Can you save me? Oh, feeling all this pain inside, I need something that could heal me. Girl, my heart is getting cold, baby, can you hold me? Oh, and don't let go. Oh, baby, hold me close. I don't know where to go, cause without you, there's no hope.
Because you are everything to them. You are everything in their lives. And they cannot do anything without you.
This is it, guess we ran our course. No more wondering, now I'm sure. All them days felt like wasted times, and they no longer serve me. Guess we both were on different pages, but on both lovers never lost. And now I hold you down, still love, still love. And it no longer matters to me who's wrong. Nobody knows what we've been through, so I will hold you down. I feel lucky to have ever even shared a single page. Even if the ending never stayed the same, I'm so grateful for the memories we made. There's nothing that would change. And all the chapters finally over. Yeah, I can hear you saying, remember, I gotta give it time, give it time. To the wounds I healed, I'm close. Don't know how we feel inside. Don't understand the right or dead, no. Yeah. Never turn back the pages I wrote. This is it, guess we ran our course. No more wondering, now I'm sure. All them days felt like wasted times, and they no longer serve me. Guess we both were on different pages, but on both lovers never lost. And I hold you down. Still love, still love
me. Is what turned me from a boy into a man. Even though it didn't work out how we planned, still gotta thank you for the way you let me in. For the way you held me down, I'll never understand. No matter what wrong with yours, no
matter the highs and lows, still need to let you know to count on me. I'm here for you. Now that the pages turned, we both had to learn. Don't gotta say too much. There ain't no bad blood. It's still our love.
This is it. Guess we ran out. No more wondering. Now I'm sure. All them days felt like wasted time. I may no longer serve me. Cause we both were on different pages. But our both love was never lost. And now I hold you down. Still lost you. Honey, no longer matters to me who's wrong. Nobody knows what we've been through. So I won't hold you down. Still lost you. Honey, no longer matters to me who's wrong. Nobody knows what we've been through. So I won't hold you down.
Still, still. Well, maybe I came on too strong. Maybe I waited too long. Maybe I played my cards wrong. Oh, just a little bit wrong. Oh, baby, I apologize for it. I could fall or I could fly here in your aeroplane. And I could live, I could die hanging on the words you say. And I've been known to give my all and jumping in harder than 10,000 rocks on the lake. So don't call me baby unless you mean it. And don't tell me you need me if you don't believe it. So let me know the truth before I die fighting to you. You're a mystery. I've traveled the world and there's no other girl like you, no one. What's your history?
What's your history?
Do you have a tendency to lead some people on? Cause I heard you do. I could fall or I could fly here in your aeroplane. And I could live, I could die hanging on the words you say. And I've been known to give my all and lie awake every day. Don't know how much I can take. So don't call me baby unless you mean it. And don't tell me you need me if you don't believe it. So let me know. I could live, I could die hanging on the words you say. And I've been known to give my all, sitting back, looking at every mess that I've made. So don't call me baby unless you mean it. And don't tell me you need me.
What's your history? Do you have a tendency to lead some people on? Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. So number three is, be a source of wisdom to your grandchildren. They don't know it yet, but I'm a fortune. They don't know it yet, but I'm a fountain of wisdom for my grandkids. So are you. Yes, times have changed. Yes, our grandchildren will be more technologically advanced by grade school than we ever would. But I believe that we should really honestly be the source of wisdom for our grandchildren. Yes, it might be that you'd be reminded to do certain things and you'd be told to put things over here and do things like this, grandpa, grandma, mara. Teach your grandchildren story with them and, you know, tell them about back in the days of Masisi Wawat. You know, tell them stories. Tell them all the things that you know. It doesn't have to be all the explicit things, but you can tell them things that you know. And as they age, they will always come to you for advice because, I mean, you are wise, Moss. That's number three. And number four is understand your grandparenting role. Then accept it and improve it. Understand it. An interesting psychological test says that there are five types of grandparents. So number one, formula grandparent. Which grandparent are you? A formal grandparent follows what are believed to be appropriate guidelines for the grandparent role, which includes providing occasional services and maintaining an interest in the grandchildren, but not becoming overly involved. That's the formal one, the one that shakes hands, the one that wears a suit to your kindergarten graduation. Yes, that's your formal grandparent. And then the fun seeker emphasizes the leisure aspect of the role of a grandparent and entertains the children. That is now the fun seeker grandparent. And then the surrogate parent takes over the caretaking roles of the child. So it's like somebody else carried the baby so that you can have your baby, right? So they become the parent, but they are not actually the parent. They are the grandparent. So it's like a surrogate parent. Yes. And then a reservoir of a family wisdom, usually a grandfather, the head of the family who dispenses advice and resources. Hey, that's the fourth grandparent and distant figure. The distant figure has infrequent contact with the grandchildren, appears only on holidays or special occasions only. So everything else they don't. There's no gelling together. So which grandparent would you like to be? Those are questions that you have to ask yourself. Which grandparent would you like to be? Within your family dynamics, it helps to know who you are and what your adult children expect from you. Whatever your part, rather than resist your role in a way that makes your adult children or grandchildren uncomfortable, choose to make the best of it, with thankfulness and joy. My mom's mom, this is now the tati speaking. My mom's mom had a significant role in my early life because she watched me full time while my mother worked. Due to circumstances outside her control, my dad's mom was more of a distant figure, but she still had a lasting impact on me. I have a friend raised by her grandparents, and though it was challenging at times, it was good because her grandparents understood and embraced their roles as surrogate parents without hesitation. As someone once said, be who you are is, be who you is, or you is who you ain't. Oh. English. In other words, stop comparing yourself to others and simply be the best grandparent possible in whatever role and function you have in your grandchildren's lives. Now, number five, which is our final one on how to be a grandparent, Decide to be a learner and not just a teacher, because you don't know everything, grandparent. Just because you are senior doesn't mean you know everything. No matter how old I am or how much I think I know, I want to be a lifelong learner. I want my children and grandchildren to see me as teachable and open to new ideas and ways of doing things. The other day, I learned something about math from a from my granddaughter. She got a tick out of teaching me and got to show her grandfather is not as old as they and cranky as they think. If I want my grandchildren to listen and learn from me, I must be able to listen and learn from them as well. All right. So those were our five. So number five is decide to be a learner and not always just a teacher. Number four is understand your grandparenting role, then accept it and improve it. Number three is be a source of wisdom to your grandchildren. Number two is be the grandparent, not the parent. And number one is whenever you can in whatever possible way, initially invest in your grandchildren. Invest in your grandchildren, invest in time, invest in resources, invest in anything that you can invest in, give it to them. Give them wisdom, give them everything. Now, these are the final thoughts. It would be easy to be a grumpy old man or a grumpy old woman who always complains. It's generation. This generation is lazy and entitled, and this generation is what, and this generation is what. But however, when you see or sense something is not right, I pray and then I pray some more, because it is always good to pray. Pray for the protection of your grandchildren. Pray for the protection of your children, spiritual development and growth in wisdom. Pray that they will fall madly in love with their maker in their early lives and in the future. Pray that someday when they are at your funeral, they will stand up and say, "Grandpa or Grandma taught me how to love God and live life with faith, hope and love." So be kind to your grandchildren and allow them to also teach you, because you can be the baddest in the room, but this is not your room alone.
The best in the room.
I'm too shy. What am I supposed to do when your body's calling? Loving that type of you, and it's hard to play with something so special. Know that I'll be a fool. It's too fat, know just what to do with it. Control it. I'm in the middle of the party, but all I'm thinking about is you. 100 million shawties, but you make it easy to choose. How many men wish they could wake up right next to you? Oh, baby, bring it closer, I know just what to do. You're the baddest in the room, the baddest in the room. The way that you move, I'm focused on you. Oh, you're the baddest in the room. Five shots in right now, and all I see is you. Work it, work it, work it, work it, baby. I know it's been a while for you, baby. No, you won't give it up if it ain't me, if it ain't me. You know that we locked in. And your body is my girl forever. Don't take it from me, you know better. Won't compare to you, girl, I'll never. I'm in the middle of the party, but all I'm thinking about is you. 100 million shawties, but you make it easy to choose. How many men wish they could wake up right next to you? Oh, baby, bring it closer, I know just what to do. You're the best in the room,
the baddest in the room. The way that you move, I'm focused on you. Oh, the baddest in the room. I'm 5 shots in right now, and all I see is you.
The baddest in the room.
The baddest in the room. Focus on you.
The baddest in the room.
10 shots right now, not that one is you.
Work you, work you, work you, work you, baby. Alrighty.